Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
We are underway on a Saturday here at News Talk 830 WCCO. And if you do a deep dive on the weather, bitter cold next weekend in these parts. Oh my. It is January in Minnesota, but that extended forecast for next weekend here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, the projected high next Saturday on some of the sites, 10 below. The high next Saturday, 10 below. So we are really going to feel it in these parts. Doug Swindenhart joins us, and we are underway on Tech Talk. We should remind you, 1 week from today, we'll be live from Target Field for Twins Fest 2026. Hard to believe, 2026. And we'll be on the air between 11 and 5. We'll have guests. And all the big names will be there. Vanita, Adam Carter, Jordana, Chad Hartman, Jason DeRoche, Henry Lake will all be over at Target Field and bringing you a lot of great interviews from Twins Fest 2026, another sign of spring. Twins Winter Caravan heads out this week, and we will visit with Matt Hodson from the Twins about the schedule for the Winter Caravan, and then, of course, give you a lay of the land for Twins Fest next weekend, next Saturday at Target Field. But, Doug, good to visit with you. Hope you're staying warm.
Oh, yeah, I'm staying right in the house. I tell you, you know, we hear about next weekend when it's coming, right?
Yeah.
Well, when you and I were kids, that was like normal almost every year.
Right, I know. Yeah, you know, it's one of those days. I remember when I was a kid, we walked uphill both ways to school in 3 feet of snow. But at least
we didn't have to carry any milk.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that we get below zero, but not the long stuff. I remember that polar vortex winter. Yep. And that goes back a handful of years, maybe a little longer than that, where we had, you know, that several weeks of bitter cold.
Non-stop.
And that used to be pretty common, memory served, where we'd get a week where the high would get to zero, or in the single digits below zero, and the lows at night were between 15 and 25 below. That was pretty common way back in the day. Yep. We don't get Indeed. That. And it looks like this weekend we'll get like three nights well below zero. The coldest day will be Saturday, but it looks like Friday and Sunday will be in the single digits above zero. But, yeah, I totally agree with you. Way back in the day, I think we had a lot more of the real bitter cold stuff over a longer period of time. So,
yeah, when it gets so difficult that you just long for spring and some warm weather. Well, our winters lately have really been, Well, pretty mild, actually, as a rule. This is like the coldest it's been in a while, this one coming up here. So, yeah, just stay in the house. That's easy.
Yeah, it's kind of like when the weather is decent, stock up, hang out around the house. And one of the big things, and this has nothing to do with tech, but I'm still a big believer in it. One of the things I do on YouTube, and it's funny, I enjoy watching YouTube, but I'm trying to learn. And one of the things I'm absolutely fascinated by are mechanics and car stuff. And the people that are able to break down engines or transmissions and talk about how to keep your car running, and they all say, you know, a big thing is regular oil changes, change that transmission fluid. But another big one, it is so true, and this has nothing to do with, well, vehicle tech, but keeping plenty of fuel in your vehicle, yeah, and never get it down to a quarter of a tank or an eighth of a tank or down there on E, that keeping your car full as much as you can, particularly in the winter, is really a good deal. And I
yeah,
that
used to be pretty common, you know, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that used to be pretty common. You know, people would discuss that quite openly, and it was really an everyday thing. And then it kind of just faded away for some reason. I think it's important, especially when it's cold. I would never let my gas get below a quarter of a tank. As soon as I get fill it right up. Yeah. Usually, sometimes around a half a tank. And it used to be thought that moisture would would condensation would happen inside your tank. I'm sure it does. They've done more work, I think, and it's not as serious, but if your gas line freezes, you're in deep trouble. You got to get it into warm for at least half a day.
Well, I
agree with that.
Yeah, and I think one of the things, Doug, is not even so much the cold. It's good practice year-round because the fuel pump's typically in the tank, and in the summer when it's hot, that fuel keeps that fuel pump cool, so keeping fuel in there, you know, obviously you get below a half a tank, it's not a big deal, but it isn't a bad thing to top off that fuel. And one of the things I got out of it, another one that I wanted to bring up, and we haven't talked about it in a great deal here on the program lately, is the strategy is to back up. And I want to just get into the to-do, because people are thinking, well, you know, I'm pretty safe, you know, I put stuff up in the cloud. Generally, that's fine. But over the years, we've talked about actually having a physical copy of your data on something like an external hard drive. Backing up your stuff in the cloud, great idea. All good. But I still think having a physical copy is a good idea as well.
Indeed. You know, best practice for many decades at this point is three. Everybody's got to have three in one. You've got a copy that's a working copy on your computer. You've got another copy on an external hard drive or some semblance of storage off your computer. And then, of course, third would be up in the clouds. Many people today, because cloud storage is really easy, are doing four. They're doing two clouds, one external hard drive, and then, of course, the computer that they're working on. And that external hard drive could be another machine. But I really like the idea of an external hard drive that's just yours. Maybe put it in your briefcase, or possibly once a week you take it down and you exchange it for another hard drive, and you keep it in a bank deposit box if your data is that important. There's a lot of strategies, and I always think in terms of, I take whole copies. You can take whole copies today, and you can encrypt your folder if you want to, if you want more extra security. Or you can use a zip approach. People say, well, I'm going to put everything in a zip file, and I'll password protect it. That also is a secure method that should work out just fine. Zip files are rock solid stable these days. And in fact, I am so impressed with just the fact that in Linux Mint now you have two ways to backup. You can use time shift or you can do a full backup, and it's all built in. Yeah, there's no reason why people don't have multiple copies of their data, and especially at the price of drives, which, by the way, Steve, it's rumored that computer equipment is going to take a severe increase in prices coming up.
Wow.
I'm not sure what's causing it. I know that the people who are building supercomputers for AI, they're having difficulty getting memory on their end, at their level. But I've never seen it hit desktops the way it's supposed to come right after the first of the year. And that's going to be hard drive storage, RAM, and video cards are going to stay pretty much stable, but the prices are expected to go up substantially. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and I would assume a lot of this equipment comes from overseas, or sure. Some of the components of this equipment comes from overseas, and I would assume tariffs could have an impact on that going forward. But I get back to the backup, and I've shared this before, but the peace of mind, I have an old Yahoo account and a Gmail account I've had for years, and if there's something I really, really need to hang on to, I simply will just email it to my other account. It's quick and it's easy. If I get something, whatever it is, that mm-hmm. I feel this is really important. It's just not a coupon or some sort of monthly bank statement. I don't waste my time with that. But something that is really important, I'll just take a moment and forward that to my other email. If I get it my Yahoo, which is pretty rare, but I get it my main Gmail, and I send mm-hmm. it over to my Yahoo account. Two separate companies, two separate subscriptions. I give Google a little money for extra storage, and then Yahoo, they charge me, same deal, little bit of money every month. I feel better about that I'm paying them. Then I know between those two accounts, kind of, you know what, in the high water, I've got the stuff I really need.
You know, I have to admit, Steve, you are the first person I heard that did this, and that was years ago that you first brought it up.
Yeah.
And I started doing it. I think it's a wonderful practice. Absolutely wonderful. It's quick. It's easy. Probably the most secure backup you can have. It's not going to go away. I was looking at my Swinhart at Gmail, my first Gmail account, and I got invited to, like, within the first 2,000 people who had Gmail, as it's still beta. I've got emails that go all the way back to the first day that I sent them. Seriously, they're not going to go away. That is just a tremendous, tremendous method. You got a document, you attach it, it's your tax form. Nobody's got access to that but you. I don't want my stuff in the cloud, I don't trust it. Really? It's safer than being in your house. It really is. Especially if you're working with Google and Yahoo and Apple and HP. Almost everybody offers storage today, and I think that's going to increase. And what's happened is the prices have gone down to where it's cheaper to have online storage than it is to buy an external hard drive. But you should have both. I really do believe that as well.
Yeah, and those are
great job.
Yeah, good brands, dirt cheap. You know, a terabyte will be more than enough for the vast majority of people, and you can get really good brands at a really good price on that. Quick break. We'll have more Tech Talk coming up with Doug. The number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And by the way, all our shows are available in podcast form at WCCRadio.com. Quick break. We'll come right back here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is Tech Talk, and we're on the air. Saturday is between 3 and 4, but not next Saturday. Twins Fest live from Target Field will be on the air between 11 and 5 next Saturday. And we'll have a lot of great guests. Always a lot of fun. Vanita will be there. Adam and Jordana, Chad Hartman, Jason DeRusha, Henry Lake, and company from Target Field next Saturday. And then we'll have an abbreviated show. I'll be on at 5 next Saturday. All right, Doug, let's go to the phones. Let's bring in Tom. Tom, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi, I got some hard drive questions. Three of them kind of all tied together. Wow. One is, I was trying to do backups, and I was just trying to do a backup by the drag and drop copy or whatever. And the problems that I was running into was some of the files were saying that they were locked by the system by use. Other ones were saying the file has been moved, and other ones have said that the file no longer exists. And those, for example, like maybe one of the Netscape or browser files that was, you know, constantly giving you new copies of it or whatever. So
right,
how do I actually do a backup that actually captures everything appropriately is the first question.
You're running Windows?
Yes, Windows 10 and Windows 11.
This is kind of inherent in Windows. This comes from them keeping far too many temp files, and even when you tell it you want a full backup, it's going to go and check your previous backups and kind of do both a full backup and an incremental backup. That's kind of the problem. Now, if you really want to do it right, I say that, and this mostly happens when people are trying to do the entire drive. If you are selective and select just your data, your documents folder, your pictures folder, and that sort of thing, you're not going to have near as much of this, and your backups are going to be much, much quicker. If you're really concerned about security, there's no better time than right now to try out Linux Mint. They just got done with something they've been planning for nearly three decades, and it's called an immutable core-based system. They want their upgrades to be quicker, simpler, safer, and more stable. I just upgraded my computer to the next version of Linux. I started at 7.26, 7.34. It was done. They've accomplished the goal. I mentioned Linux Mint because when you're installing that, if you got a clean drive, you can actually tell it to encrypt the entire partition. That's about as safe as you're going to get. And you won't have any of these issues that you're having with backup. You can set it up to run time shift once a week or when you start up your computer, and it'll run right in the background. No problem. But their full backup, again, you got old files that shouldn't be there. Maybe they're just a particle of that file is left. With Linux, you can set it up so it cleans out everything that's more than 3 months old or 60 days old. So you don't have all that. Hey, I think you should check out Linux and look and talk about the encrypted partition for your home directory. It's slick, and it's much easier than what most people think. You'll have it installed in no time, and you can install it next to your Windows copy. Have you been keeping up with the news on Windows 11? They're not doing real good with Windows 11, Microsoft. And some people are talking they're never going to recover. I don't know. I can tell you that Linux and Mac users have increased leaps and bounds in the last month, and it seems to be increasing by the day. So it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on that. Most of that, the files that you're seeing I can almost guarantee our system files or dead files or dead temp files that it thinks should be there, and it's not. And that's a part of this upgrading thing far too soon and not catching everything. And backup's usually the last thing that they really beta test. So good luck to you, and I hope that helps.
All right, very good, Doug. Let's get into that topic a little bit from our text line. Converting a Windows laptop to Linux, what are the pitfalls? What do you expect? What's it going to look like? And really, once you have your data backed up and you have an older machine, there are a lot of options. Once your data is secure, you could convert that laptop to a 100% Linux machine really without too much trouble.
Oh, sure. And you can even do a dual boot. They've got it to the point now where this new operating system, the 22.3, but I would tell people who are transitioning from Windows, I would remind them that Linux Mint actually has several top-shelf desktop. And I really like XFCE. Looks like Windows XP. It's fast, it's lean, it's mean. Next one is Cinnamon. A little bit more graphic, a lot of movement, all kinds. And I don't take anything away from Cinnamon. It's beautiful. And then, of course, there's two more. But I'd say stick with XFCE for your first go. And if you have Windows and you want to keep it, still back up your files. But as you're going through your install procedure, it should ask you, do you want to set up a boot menu and have that install it next to Windows? If you got enough space, which you probably do, it's that simple. Once it starts, it goes. And it will warn you that you can't back it up, so make sure you got your data. I don't see people having much trouble as long as they've got a good running machine going in. Go to YouTube, put in how to install Linux Mint, and check the dates. You don't want something that's 10 years old, and it will come up. But you want something that's kind of short that you can pause and that kind of thing. And then go to linuxmint.com, do some reading, and they got notes on everything. What version of Windows you're coming out of and that kind of thing. Great people to work with. They really did a number on 22.3.
Well,
I can't tell you how impressed I am.
Well, and Doug, I mentioned on the show a week ago, I do have my old work laptop that I bought. They sold it to me for $100 or whatever. And perfect. This old Lenovo, I'm going to strip it all down, and I'm going to do exactly that. And I was waiting for a cold weekend to do it, and I think I might next weekend when it's really cold. And I'll report back on that, but I finally got a machine that I'm ready to give it a go, and then I'll report on future programs on how the install of Linux. It will not have Windows on it. It'll be a 100% Linux machine. That's my goal.
Yeah, you know, and I'm gonna encourage you as well to do a little research on changing your BIOS to Core Boot. This Lenovo that you have, this ThinkPad, this is an absolute want-to-have machine for your guys that are going to be doing, I'm talking Debian Linux now. They are just fighting over these things if they're in good shape. And the Core Boot, now all of a sudden your BIOS, you're taking control of firmware. And it's, again, it's not that difficult. If you take your time and read and say, well, and if you don't understand it, you can contact these places on the net and say, listen, I'm a noob, need some help. Here's what I'm thinking about doing, and I'm confused about this particular issue. You'll probably get 5 or 6 answers in a couple hours.
Yeah.
People are encouraging this kind of movement on the internet. It's a nice, nice thing. But Linux Mint, you got to go that way and do XFCE first. You can always upgrade your desktop. But I use it every day. My daily driver. I'm looking for speed and efficiency and stability. So, and I think you are too. Would be perfect on that Lenovo. I look forward to you doing this, Stephen. Make sure you get back to us a bunch.
Well, and Doug, you're going to be on speed dial when I start that project. So be ready. It is 3:31. We'll have an update on the weather. And it is going to be cold, particularly next weekend. We have a sneak peek. Highs below zero, the way it looks 1 week from today. 3:31 here at News Talk, 830 WCCO.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk here on this Saturday. And by the way, you can be a part of the program. Here's the number, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That is good for a call. If you get into the studio, you'll visit with Lindsey Brown, our producer. She'll put you through. Or if you text, that comes right into the studio, 651-461-9226. And Doug, just a quick follow-up on that Linux install. And I brought this up a little while ago to you. Is it possible to get a machine, a new laptop, desktop, and have it pre-installed with Linux? If you buy a laptop, do you have to get Windows, or can you get a machine with Linux already on board, ready to go?
There are several companies that will do that. And if you are thinking about doing this, I would say if you're willing to spend just a little bit more money, just go to system76.com. And it's the number 76, system76.com. And they're in Denver, Colorado. They'll custom build you a laptop, or you can choose from several that they have. They've got nice equipment. And by the way, there's, I think, two or three models that will actually come standard, come stock with Core Boot. With the, we were talking about that with the BIOS. These are great machines. They'll come with a Linux called Pop Linux that they will help support you with Pop, similar to Mint. I'd go with Mint now because of the way they're updating. It won't be long. Pop will be updating the same way. And they will actually install Mint for you if you prefer. That's probably the number one place I'd send you. But there's several other places in the country, too, that are building computers from the ground up. Yes, a little bit more, but you're getting equipment that is hand-built, each component tested as it's going into your machine. They write, toss it to the side, get another piece. And they just do a tremendous job.
Yeah, and that is really interesting, because if you do a search, like for instance, Dell, I know you're partial to HP, that if you go directly to those sites, typically you can spec whether or not you want Windows or Linux. I know at the Dell site just a moment ago, it was like, boom, I could get one pre-installed and move forward.
Yeah, Dell was one of the first ones to do this. Yeah. And Microsoft kind of took offense to this many years ago. So, but I think with what we're going to see coming from Windows 11 and the public's reaction to the problems that they're having, I think you're going to see a lot of places where you're going to be able to say, well, I don't want Windows, I want Linux. And it'll just be done. I think there'll be places that'll say, would you like both for an extra $75? And you might consider it, something like that. You're going to see much more exposure and much more push towards Linux than ever before. And I'm excited about that. I really am. I think most people should learn about this and understand what the difference is between open source and commercial software. It is, and it's huge. It's really big. And I think as far as ethics go, I would think open source is really should be a worldwide thing, in my opinion. But that's one man. But, yeah, you're going to see a lot more Linux on new machines coming up. Watch and see.
All right, let's go to the phones. George, you're on here with Doug. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, Doug. I don't know if you remember me or not, but I've been... I have a Lenovo laptop, and I just recently I got some small window messages there saying that my memory is getting low. And I'm wondering what to... how to clean it out is that, but I got a lot of emails that are in storage. I suppose that's the place where the start was.
No, if they're talking memory, that's your RAM. And I think, give me a call next week. I think all you have to do is readjust your virtual memory. And it's a function in Windows that as you start to get more. And I'd also say this, if you got some time, download, install, and run Pervasor. PRIVAZER.com. It's a free program, so if you love it, you'll have to donate to them later. But run that baby and see if that gets rid of it. That may repair it. If not, give me a call next week. We'll take 5 minutes and get you taken care of. And thank you for the call, George, and have a good day.
Yeah, by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. As always, here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. And, Doug, that's one of those where, you know, keeping the machine clean, you know, typically memory, could it be one of those things as well that he's got a lot of stuff on his desktop that's not a shortcut? We haven't talked about this in a long time, where the tendency is some people, or they put stuff on their desktop and they've got a lot of things open at the same time. That can cause problems with memory as well.
Oh, you just hit the nail right on the head. One of the functions of Windows, in fact, almost every operating system, I'm on the internet and I say I'm going to save a file.
Yeah.
Well, where do you want to save it to? And I open up Windows Explorer or some type of file manager and it says desktop right on top. So I click that and I save that file to the desktop. Your default saving position changes to desktop, and everything that comes in, that'll be the first thing that's be displayed. Well, it's really easy. Just hit save, save, save. Pretty soon, we're cluttering up our desktop. What you see on the desktop, yes, it's saved in your computer, but it is saved in RAM. And you can cripple a computer by putting too much garbage and too much stuff that are actual files. We are robbing our system of precious random access memory, and we're making RAM act like storage. Well, once that gets full, the computer says, "Oh, can't do that," and starts using storage media as RAM. Well, now you got it running in two different directions. Yeah, that's a killer. It really is, and it can happen so quick and so smooth that you barely even realize it. Next thing, it's taken 4, 5, 6, 8 minutes to boot your machine, and everything is going to run slower. You're making your computer just work its little heart out for no reason. Yep. Put that storage on your hard drive. Hard drive storage, random access memory. There must be a clear separation in your mind between those two anytime you're doing maintenance. It will make the world a difference. And I think Pervasor does a really good job at pushing people in the right direction and explaining things that you need. And remember, you've got search engines. If you got a question, just ask it. What's the difference between RAM and hard drive storage? Wait till you see what you get with that. People are willing to help. Here's the thing. With the internet, we're one big, happy family network. And we are our brother's keeper. So the better your machine runs, the better my internet runs as well. It's just we're tied together. And it's working as long as we all work the system properly. And I hope that helps.
Yep, and that is a good one, by the way. Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. We're going to take a break right now, and if you want to join the program, you are always welcome. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Call the studio or text the studio here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swindhard in this chilly Saturday in the middle of January here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Let's get to Tom. Tom is back. Tom, please go quick. We're running out of time.
Yeah, just a quick question. Sure. If I have a hard drive in one computer and I have encrypted the hard drive, am I going to run into a problem when I take that hard drive and put it in another computer because it doesn't know how to unencrypt it?
Probably. It depends how it's done. If you did the whole partition as you were setting up a Linux partition and you turned it into and you installed it on another Linux computer, it would be a matter of you putting your user and your password into that new machine. And if you use the same password and the same user, it'd be automatic. You'd have access to it all. Now, this becomes much more crucial if you've got a Windows machine and you're using Bitdefender. I never have been a fan of Bitdefender. I shut it off on everything. But depending upon your encryption, potentially, you are really, really correct. I'm glad you brought that up. You need to make sure that you can get that stuff out or you have another copy somewhere else that you can get to it just in case something happens to your encrypted part. And there's lots of ways to make your data secure. I actually prefer the software programs that will encrypt your folder or your directory. That seems to be the simplest. You got one password, all the files stay exactly the same, nothing's added or none of the files are changed, and that's a big deal to me. So I'd look for something like that, but great call. I hope that helped. Thank you so much.
All right, very good. Hopefully, Tom, that answers your questions. Let's go to the text line today. My financials are having security issues when using Proton VPN to log in. What could be going on? We've heard this about VPNs in the past. Doug, what do you make of this?
This is the first time I've heard it with Proton. I'm going to guess that they're using the free one. And I generally Proton, but if it's your financial place and you trust them, like U.S. Bank, something like that, or my credit union is Royal Credit Union, you can actually go into your VPN and you can whitelist it. It'll just bypass the VPN for that particular deal. I'm also curious because I always set mine up with Proton Pass as well, and I allow the password manager to put in the password and my username, and just bang, bang, bang. You shouldn't have a problem with that. But that's what I would suggest that you get you through. Now, if you got the paid version, you just send Proton. In fact, you should do this even with the free version. Send Proton support an email and let them know what's going on. They may actually have an answer for you as well. It depends on where you picked it, but you shouldn't have that trouble. And thank you so much for the text, and stay warm next weekend.
Yeah, and Doug, when you get into VPNs, this is one of those things, particularly if you like to watch videos or you have some sort of streaming service to watch television or sports, sometimes they balk at VPNs because they want to know where you are and in what territory you're in because
correct.
Some of these sports leagues have blackout rules, etc. And you may run into trouble with some of those streaming services.
Yeah, I have, I went through a period where I was blaming Netflix and blaming Disney and, how come it worked for the last month and Prime, Amazon? Well, I did some research on this and they really are under people's thumbs. When they make these contracts to distribute this content, the people who own the content say, this is what we need from you. And they have no choice. And a lot of people are like, well, they should want us to have VPNs because we're safer. And that's right. But certain VPNs do much, much better with paid services. Now, Proton, I've never had a problem with my Proton. But I had VPNs for probably 3 or 4 years before I put Proton on. And I think that makes a difference, too. Because at that point, Xfinity knows that I'm not in France and I'd never set up from France. where you start to have problems with geolocation is if you start to try to nick the system. Well, that particular movie is free in England, so I'm just going to set myself like I'm in England. You might get by with that for a little while, but they do keep track of that. And once you get a bad reputation, well, it doesn't matter what you do at that point. So stay clean. But, yeah, I that's a new one. I don't think you'd have a problem with Express. There's many, really, many good VPNs, but I'd encourage people to, you know, I wouldn't be spending too much money on that if I were you. Just take it simple, and there's better alternatives, and VPNs are going by the way of the dodo probably very soon. And we're coming up with, like, reverse DNSing, and there's coming up with some better processes, and I'm kind of waiting for them as well. But you're right, Steve. They can cause as much problems as they solve. They're not the end-all and do-all to anonymity and privacy by no means. So just keep an eye on it, and you'll get it. Stick with the same junction that you've got your things set to, too. Denver, Chicago, Dallas, San Francisco, California. Don't go any farther. Don't leave the U.S. unless you're like us in Minnesota. We can go to Manitoba, and we're fine, too. But if we go state south, that would even cause a problem. Just stick to your local area.
Yeah, and Doug, I also wanted to get into when it comes to these issues and VPNs, et cetera, I think the browser you choose is also a part of that. And do some reading. We've recommended, you've talked about the Brave browser for a long time. There's certainly Google Chrome and Firefox and Windows. They have the Edge browser, et cetera. There are a lot of browsers out there that, you know, make it their goal to protect your privacy. And I would assume versus getting involved in the VPN and all of that sort of thing, the browser you choose could be maybe the most important thing of all.
I think it is. And I'm going to say it again. The Brave browser is improving by the day. Yeah. It's just incredible. I mean, I don't miss any content. It pops right up. It's fast. They're doing a better job for privacy and anonymity, in my opinion. They're doing a better job than Mozilla Firefox and DuckDuckGo. Honest to God, I had to say it. They're just right on. And now that they've got, and you can actually control their AI. You have to ask it to help you before it helps. They're very, how do I say, non-invasive. I think they're doing a tremendous job. If you have problems, download and install the Brave browser and play with it a little bit. Get to know it. Spend some time in settings and run a search on what's that. You're going to find more stuff in Brave than any of the rest of them under settings. They've set some standards over the years, and that's going to continue. And they're growing by leaps and bounds, so that's all good. Everybody should have a Brave browser right next to their Pervasor icon. That's just my opinion.
All right, and Doug, before we run out of time, here's a quick one. And this has to do, and it's Jody from Taylor's Falls, beautiful part of the world. Is it worth buying a MacBook in order to get away from Microsoft? Is it something to consider?
Oh, listen, anything to get away. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say anything to get away from Microsoft. If you got the money, spend it. Yeah, Mac products, these last Mac products that are coming out are gorgeous. And wonderful, wonderful product. I can't say enough about it. Absolutely. You won't have the flexibility and the user control that you'd have with a Linux computer, but you'd definitely be better off with a Mac than you would a Windows machine. Absolutely. No question in my mind.
And you can get a MacBook Air or refurb. You're going to spend more. There's no doubt about it. Another good option if you just want to get on the internet. We've said it many, many times. Consider a Chromebook. I know Google has some shortcomings, et cetera, but if you just want to get on the internet and do some of this and do some of that, watch videos, do banking, send emails, Chromebook price points, and really good brands, Asus, HP, Chromebooks, also a super good option. All right, Doug, we got to run real quick. Phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin at WCCOTech.com. ADMINWCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Stevie.
All right, we got to run. News and weather in a moment.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.